How'd you get into that?
Well, for a number of different reasons.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just, musicians a lot of times always will have projects or find ways to do stuff. So, you know, I work on a number of different jobs. And then, you know, at first I was just like, you know, at one point I never thought I would be playing playing on the street or anything. Anyway, because I was just like, no, I'm not going to ever do that. You know, people who feel like they have to be, you know, they feel sorry for you. Or, you know, sometimes some of the street performers, some of them are homeless. Some of them are, you know, on hardships. And, you know, I've had hardships as well. And, you know, sometimes, you know, hours at the job and stuff change, things like that. So you can find little ways to pull in a little something and, you know, and still try to be there, to be home and, you know, stuff like that. So so I did it for a number of different reasons, you know, to, sometimes it was my lunch money. And other times it was just like, oh, this is just my money to go blow.
Your petty cash.
My little petty cash. Keep out of the main stash. So, I mean, I've did it for a number of different reasons. You know, I've been, you know, at least successful doing it, you know, at whatever level. I tend to do it, you know, at some point, and then I'm going to just move on and do something else.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, and then other times I feel like I've helped people relieve people of a hard day at work.
Mm, yeah.
Because when you play at people, a lot of things come at people. And I know that, you know, because I am a human being as well. So it's just,
as that turns out,
right? That, you know, a lot of things come, you know, their jobs catch come at them, you know, the days they're working, it's early, people don't like to talk to nobody early in the morning because they just want to get to where they're going, and that's it.
Yeah.
But sometimes you change people's day doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I've had people write me notes and said, I'm sorry I don't have no money, but you changed my day.
That's lovely.
Yeah, it's funny. I just, like, you know, some days I wasn't always willing to accept those things.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be honest.
Vibe,
but, you know, like I said, but, you know, but it makes me feel good to know that I'm doing something good.
Yeah.
So that's the other part.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if you're gonna be honest about it, when I'm like really honest, to the point where it's just like, yeah, he said that, and he really said that.
Yeah.
So it's, but then other times, you know, people will let you know, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you ever like talk to other performers, like in the subway or on the street or anything?
Sometimes. Some of us are cool to each other, and some of us are a little petty.
Okay. Like very, about like territory or like,
yes.
Okay.
Petty for spots. Like I've had people like actually this is my most petty incident.
Huh.
And this is a person I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know this person at all.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I've been down at the station for a while, and they just went like maybe like not even halfway down one of the corridors or hallways or stuff, and just started playing their drums, or that's one thing I won't do. I'm not going to just set up my stuff and just start playing. Be like, and then hope that everything is gonna be cool.
Yeah.
If you already set up, and I mean it's rules. The actual rules to this.
Yeah.
So for the MBTA,
right.
You know, only, I mean, there could be multiple performers, but, you know, you're supposed to hopefully be cordial to each other and say, you know what, hey, you've been at this spot here. I mean, that's what I usually say to folks. If you've been here for very long, you're going to be here. Some people will sort of kind of give you a side eye and be like, you ain't getting it. And then other people will just say, you know what, man, I'm going to be here for my, I've been here all day. I'm only going to be here for like 20 minutes. If you're willing to wait 20 minutes, you can have a spot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
And then other times, it's just like, you know, sometimes I've played along with people and then would just say, you know what, next few things they're coming in, we're splitting it.
Yeah.
It's just, that's negotiations.
Yeah.
All the time. So, but it's, but yeah, people set up their whole setup and just start playing. Mm-hmm. And they know you're there, but they just start doing it. I had one other guy. I was on one side, and he didn't think I knew the rules, but he thought he was just going to just tell me the move, and you know, it's not quite hot. I went down.
Yeah.
So I just told him kindly, I'm moving.
Yeah.
And he just assumed that I just didn't have a pass. So, you know, you have to have a little, if a policeman or a T-worker asks to see it, you're supposed to show it to them. Mm-hmm. If you cannot show it to them, then they can ask you to leave.
Right.